And as far as the apples that you don't eat.
Cool.
But when you cut up apples and dry them, then you're making them.
Dried apples.
You ever have called snit?
No.
What kinds of nuts grow around here?
Pecans. Acorns. Hickory nut. Walnut.
What about the nut that grows underground?
Well, no. Underground? In the ground itself?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's real common.
Well, I mean, you mean the yield of it's in the ground?
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a peanut?
Uh-huh.
A peanut? I was trying to picture the product itself in the ground. There's a reason I was puzzled there. Peanuts, yeah, peanuts real common in this area. Peanut.
Any other name for peanuts?
Goober.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
And when a walnut first comes off the tree, it's got sort of a green covering on it.
Uh-huh.
You call that the
meat.
Well, the have you ever seen it just come off the tree?
Yeah.
And you take that off and then you still have
the shell, the nut.
And the kind of nut that I don't think it would grow around here, but you get it at the store, it's sort of shaped like your eye.
Coconut?
When it's small, it's shaped like your eye. It has sort of a
Cast nut, is that what you call it? No. I don't know.
Do you ever hear of almond or almond?
Almond, yeah. Almond.
And kind of fruit that grows down in Florida?
Oranges.
And if you had a bowl of oranges one day, you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are
all gone.
And what different things do people grow in a garden around here?
Or greens, black-eyed peas, green peas, radishes, tomatoes, corn. I said turnip greens.
What do you call the little tomatoes that are getting bigger than
this? Miniature tomatoes.
Do you ever get cherry tomatoes or Tommy Toes?
Tommy Toes, yeah. Tommy Toes. I've heard the term. I never used it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember where I heard it, but I remember the term Tommy Toes, so I never used it.
What about something that makes your eyes water if you cut it?
Onion.
And the kind of onion you pull up and eat before it gets very big?
Green onion.
And say if you left an apple lying around, you say, and it got old, you say it was the skin of that dried apple was all
black, dark.
Or it gets smaller and wrinkled. Say it was all
shrunk.
Okay. What about swiveled up or shriveled up?
Shriveled up.
Okay. And along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
What different kinds of potatoes are there?
Sweet potato. Irish potato.
Any other name for sweet potato?
No, it's...
What about the term yam?
Yam, well, a yam comes from a sweet potato. That's a product that the packager has made from a sweet potato, and it's in a can, and it's in syrup, and it's called a yam. But it's a sweet potato.
It's just a special way of fixing it?
That's a special way of fixing it. Just like a pheasant in a glass once was a flying pheasant in the air. It's the same term. A yam is a sweet potato.
And a green vegetable, kind of about this length, people would put it in a soup maybe.
String bean?
Or
blue leg green bean?
Or something that's kind of bristly.
Snap
out.
Bean?
Huh?
Snap bean?
Okay. Or something that's bristly outside.
Oh.
Did Isn't there okra?
Okra, that's what I was trying to think of. Okra, O-K-R-A, okra.
And what's the difference between a string bean and a snap bean?
None. They're from the same thing. A snap, in other words, a snap bean is just the ends of it. Is all.
What do you mean?
Well, a string bean is a long bean.
Uh-huh.
And the ends of it are the snaps.
What about a green bean?
A green bean. A green bean, a blue lake green bean.
Yeah.